The topical memory system. The message. Christ the center. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Now we look inside, and what we see is that anyone united with the Messiah gets a fresh start, is created new. The old life is gone. A new life burgeons. Look at it. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Christ the center. Galatians 2:20. Christ's life showed me how and enabled me to do it. I identified myself completely with Him. Indeed, I've been crucified with Christ. My ego is no longer central. It is no longer important that I appear righteous before you or have your good opinion. And I am no longer driven to impress God. Christ lives in me. The life you see me living is not mine, but it is lived by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. Galatians 2:20. Obedience to Christ. Romans 12:1. So here's what I want you to do. God helping you. Take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work, and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for Him. Romans 12:1. Obedience to Christ. John 14:21. The person who knows my commandments and keeps them, that's who loves me. And the person who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and make myself plain to him. John 14:21. The Word. 2 Timothy 3:16. Every part of Scripture is God-breathed and useful one way or another, showing us truth, exposing our rebellion, correcting our mistakes, training us to live God's way. 2 Timothy 3:16. The Word. Joshua 1:8. And don't for a minute let this book of the Revelation be out of mind. Ponder and meditate on it day and night, making sure you practice everything written in it. Then you'll get where you're going. Then you'll succeed. Joshua 1:8. Prayer. John 15:7. But if you make yourselves at home with me, and my words are at home in you, you can be sure that whatever you ask will be listened to and acted upon. John 15:7. Prayer. Philippians 4:6-7. Don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers, letting God know your concerns. Before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good, will come and settle you down. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displaces worry at the center of your life. Philippians 4:6-7. Fellowship. Matthew 18:20. And when two or three of you are together because of me, you can be sure that I'll be there. Matthew 18:20. Fellowship. Hebrews 10:24-25. Let's see how inventive we can be in encouraging love and helping out. Not avoiding worshiping together, as some do, but spurring each other on, especially as we see the big day approaching. Hebrews 10:24-25. Witnessing. Matthew 4:19. Jesus said to them, "Come with me. I'll make a new kind of fisherman out of you. I'll show you how to catch men and women instead of perch and bass." Matthew 4:19. Witnessing. Romans 1:16. It's news I'm most proud to proclaim, this extraordinary message of God's powerful plan to rescue everyone who trusts Him, starting with Jews and then right on to everyone else. Romans 1:16. All have sinned. Romans 3:23. Since we've compiled this long and sorry record as sinners, both us and them, and prove that we are utterly incapable of living the glorious lives God wills for us. Romans 3:23. All have sinned. Isaiah 53:6. We are all like sheep who've wandered off and gotten lost. We've all done our own thing, gone our own way. And God has piled all our sins, everything we've done wrong, on Him. Isaiah 53:6. Sin's penalty. Romans 6:23. Work hard for sin your whole life, and your pension is death. But God's gift is real life, eternal life, delivered by Jesus, our Master. Romans 6:23. Sin's penalty. Hebrews 9:27. Everyone has to die once, then face the consequences. Hebrews 9:27. Christ paid the penalty. Romans 5:8. But God put His love on the line for us by offering His Son in sacrificial death while we were of no use whatever to Him. Romans 5:8. Christ paid the penalty. 1 Peter 3:18. That's what Christ did definitively. Suffered because of others' sins. The righteous one for the unrighteous ones. He went through it all, was put to death, and then made alive to bring us to God. 1 Peter 3:18. Salvation not by works. Ephesians 2:8 and 9. Saving is all His idea and all His work. All we do is trust Him enough to let Him do it. It's God's gift from start to finish. We don't play the major role. If we did, we'd probably go around bragging that we'd done the whole thing. Ephesians 2:8 and 9. Salvation, not by works. Titus 3:5. He saved us from all that. It was all His doing. We had nothing to do with it. He gave us a good bath, and we came out of it new people, washed inside and out by the Holy Spirit. Titus 3:5. Must receive Christ. John 1:12. But whoever did want Him, who believed He was who He claimed, and who would do what He said, He made to be their true selves, their child of God selves. John 1:12. Must receive Christ. Revelation 3:20. Look at me. I stand at the door. I knock. If you hear me call and open the door, I'll come right in and sit down to supper with you. Revelation 3:20. Assurance of salvation. 1 John 5:13. My purpose in writing is simply this, that you who believe in God's Son will know beyond the shadow of a doubt that you have eternal life. The reality and not the illusion. 1 John 5:13. Assurance of salvation. John 5:24. It's urgent that you listen carefully to this. Anyone here who believes what I am saying right now and aligns himself with the Father, who has in fact put me in charge, has at this very moment the real, lasting life and is no longer condemned to be an outsider. This person has taken a giant step from the world of the dead to the world of the living. John 5:24. His Spirit. 1 Corinthians 3:16. You realize, don't you, that you are the temple of God, and God Himself is present in you. 1 Corinthians 3:16. His Spirit. 1 Corinthians 2:12. But he lets us in on it. God offers a full report on the gifts of life and salvation that he is giving us. 1 Corinthians 2:12. His strength. Isaiah 41:10. Don't panic. I'm with you. There's no need to fear, for I'm your God. I'll give you strength. I'll help you. I'll hold you steady. Keep a firm grip on you. Isaiah 41:10. His strength. Philippians 4:13. Whatever I have, wherever I am, I can make it through anything in the one who makes me who I am. Philippians 4:13. His faithfulness. Lamentations 3:22 and 23. God's loyal love couldn't have run out. His merciful love couldn't have dried up. They're created new every morning. How great your faithfulness. Lamentations 3:22 and 23. His faithfulness. Numbers 23:19. God is not man, one given to lies, and not a son of man, changing his mind. Does he speak and not do what he says? Does he promise and not come through? Numbers 23:19. His peace. Isaiah 26:3. People with their minds set on you, you keep completely whole, steady on their feet, because they keep at it and don't quit. Isaiah 26:3. His peace. 1 Peter 5:7. Live carefree before God. He is most careful with you. 1 Peter 5:7. His provision. Romans 8:32. If God didn't hesitate to put everything on the line for us, embracing our condition and exposing himself to the worst by sending his own son, is there anything else he wouldn't gladly and freely do for us? Romans 8:32. His provision. Philippians 4:19. You can be sure that God will take care of everything you need. His generosity exceeding even yours in the glory that pours from Jesus. Philippians 4:19. His help in temptation. Hebrews 2:18. He would have already experienced it all himself, all the pain, all the testing, and would be able to help where help was needed. Hebrews 2:18. His help in temptation. Psalm 119, 9, and 11. How can a young person live a clean life? By carefully reading the map of your word. I've banked your promises in the vault of my heart, so I won't send myself bankrupt. Psalm 119, 9, and 11. Put Christ first. Matthew 6:33. Steep your life in God reality, God initiative, God provisions. Don't worry about missing out. You'll find all your everyday human concerns will be met. Matthew 6:33. Put Christ first. Luke 9:23. Then he told them what they could expect for themselves. Anyone who intends to come with me has to let me lead. You're not in the driver's seat. I am. Don't run from suffering. Embrace it. Follow me, and I'll show you how. Luke 9:23. Separate from the world. 1 John 2:15 and 16. Don't love the world's ways. Don't love the world's goods. Love of the world squeezes out love for the Father, practically everything that goes on in the world. Wanting your own way, wanting everything for yourself, wanting to appear important, has nothing to do with a father. It just isolates you from him. 1 John 2:15-16. Separate from the world. Romans 12:2. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. Readily recognize what He wants from you and quickly respond to it, unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity. God brings the best out of you, develops well-formed maturity in you. Romans 12:2. Be steadfast. 1 Corinthians 15:58. With all this going for us, my dear, dear friends, stand your ground and don't hold back. Throw yourselves into the work of the Master, confident that nothing you do for Him is a waste of time or effort. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Be steadfast. Hebrews 12:3. When you find yourselves flagging in your faith, go over that story again, item by item, that long litany of hostility He plowed through. That will shoot adrenaline into your souls. Hebrews 12:3. Serve others. Mark 10:45. That is what the Son of Man has done. He came to serve, not to be served, and then to give away His life in exchange for many who are held hostage. Mark 10:45. Serve others. 2 Corinthians 4:5. Remember, our message is not about ourselves. We're proclaiming Jesus Christ, the Master. All we are is messengers, errand runners from Jesus for you. 2 Corinthians 4:5. Give generously. Proverbs 3:9-10. Honor God with everything you own. Give Him the first and the best. Your barns will burst. Your wine vats will brim over. Proverbs 3:9-10. Give generously. 2 Corinthians 9:6-7. Remember, a stingy planter gets a stingy crop. A lavish planter gets a lavish crop. I want each of you to take plenty of time to think it over and make up your own mind what you will give. That will protect you against sob stories and arm twisting. God loves it when the giver delights in the giving. 2 Corinthians 9:6-7. Develop world vision. Acts 1:8. What you'll get is the Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit comes on you, you will be able to be my witnesses in Jerusalem, all over Judea and Samaria, even to the ends of the world. Acts 1:8. Develop world vision. Matthew 28:19-20. Go out and train everyone you meet, far and near, in this way of life, marking them by baptism in the threefold name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Then instruct them in the practice of all I have commanded you. I'll be with you as you do this, day after day after day, right up to the end of the age. Matthew 28:19-20. Love. John 13:34-35. Let me give you a new command. Love one another. In the same way I loved you, you love one another. This is how everyone will recognize that you are my disciples, when they see the love you have for each other. John 13:34-35. Love. 1 John 3:18. My dear children, let's not just talk about love. Let's practice real love. 1 John 3:18. Humility. Philippians 2:3-4. Don't push your way to the front. Don't sweet-talk your way to the top. Put yourself aside and help others get ahead. Don't be obsessed with getting your own advantage. Forget yourselves long enough to lend a helping hand. Philippians 2, 3, and 4. Humility. 1 Peter 5, 5, and 6. And you who are younger must follow your leaders. But all of you, leaders and followers alike, are to be down to earth with each other. For God has had it with the proud, but takes delight in just plain people. So be content with who you are, and don't put on airs. God's strong hand is on you. He'll promote you at the right time. 1 Peter 5, 5, and 6. Purity. Ephesians 5, 3. Don't allow love to turn into lust, setting off a downhill slide into sexual promiscuity, filthy practices, or bullying greed. Ephesians 5, 3. Purity. 1 Peter 2, 11. Friends, this world is not your home, so don't make yourselves cozy in it. Don't indulge your ego at the expense of your soul. 1 Peter 2, 11. Honesty. Leviticus 19, 11. Don't steal. Don't lie. Don't deceive anyone. Leviticus 19, 11. Honesty. Acts 24, 16. Believe me, I do my level best to keep a clear conscience before God and my neighbors in everything I do. Acts 24, 16. Faith. Hebrews 11, 6. It's impossible to please God apart from faith. And why? Because anyone who wants to approach God must believe both that He exists and that He cares enough to respond to those who seek Him. Hebrews 11, 6. Faith. Romans 4, 20 and 21. He didn't tiptoe around God's promise, asking cautiously skeptical questions. He plunged into the promise and came up strong, ready for God, sure that God would make good on what He had said. Romans 4, 20 and 21. Good works. Galatians 6, 9 and 10. So let's not allow ourselves to get fatigued doing good. At the right time, we will harvest a good crop if we don't give up or quit. Right now, therefore, every time we get the chance, let us work for the benefit of all, starting with the people closest to us in the community of faith. Galatians 6, 9, and 10. Good works. Matthew 5, 16. Now that I've put you there on a hilltop, on a light stand, shine. Keep open house. Be generous with your lives. By opening up to others, you'll prompt people to open up with God, this generous Father in heaven. Matthew 5:16.